can't talk about it, not right now. On my dying day, am I able to say, on a still sea full of manly rage? On my dying day, am I able to say, where every word explodes in my face, am I able to say, you know I finally see things all your way. I finally see things all your way.
Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
that she's a lunatic. Closer to the bone, she hardly ever visits upstairs. Would ride the telephone, well I guess beauty does what beauty does best. It's beautiful. Says that's the trouble with reality, it's taken far too seriously. I do hope God is good to me and Santa Claus, for the children celebrate. This party's over, I'm going home to celebrate. This party's over, I'm going home. His essential complications are hung up on confused. It's a planet full of traffic lights and traffic light abuse. But that's no stranger than strange, or any other stranger. He claims it's dangerous to be innocent. Should a victim every time. Histories of insanity intruding on the sane. Celebrate, this party's over, I'm going home.
Yeah. I got this bad, bad feeling. I know her sister will.
Hello, everybody.
We're the Beachcombers,
and you're listening to Crash Course for the Ravers with Brian Young on WMFO Medford.
Cars drive down a freshly paved street. They swerve to avoid the sharp edges of manhole covers, a red light to navigate the radio. Got the windows open and the air conditioning on. Bulletin, there's a heat wave coming. Delivery of an early warning, but you are always looking past the facts. You give me no hope to be calm before I sleep. I don't want to think about the things that I leave undone. I like to have a thick shell to keep me whole. I want to keep you right here with your back. Your face will grace God's marble doorstep. If he even exists to fucking hear the knock and crack the door and stand before someone I know and have always loved, I'm confident that you can win him over. Bulletin, there's a heat wave coming. Delivery of an early warning, but you are always looking past the facts. I know you'll put your Christian undertaker like he can pay your debts.
Seems that I just had to stay. The birds are flowing, the skies turn gray. Bees are baffled by the flower. Dusty birds that never die. Hope they never find me here. I walked upon synthetic grass where metal people sit. Place that hope.
Attention men, under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you've practiced how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, "Good evening, officer." A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, "I'm a catch," more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Pumpkin head. takes you over. enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5
WMFO.
I'm so happy of myself!
Well, stop it!
Look out, Mama, there's a white boat coming up the river. With a big red beacon and a flag and a man on the rail. I think you better call John. You don't look like they're here to deliver the mail. And they're less than a mile away. I hope they didn't come to
Anyway, the film is now underway. And it's going quite well at the moment. Ah.
Whoa now!
Visual joke. I only hope the soundtrack does justice to it, because it certainly was the most outstanding joke. Well, it's still all pretty visual so far.
Who goes there? It is I, Arthur, son of Uther Pendragon, from the castle of Camelot.
This is the first dialogue King of the Britain, scene. A very funny little scene, this Saxon, between Arthur
Sovereign
and his servant
Patsy
there, and two unnamed soldiers. Standing on the battlements
and this is
of
my
this
trusty
castle.
Servant
the castle itself
Patsy.
Is,
we have ridden the length and breadth of the land in search of knights
high,
who will join me in my court at Camelot.
Stone-walled keep,
I must speak with your lord and master.
Probably. And Arthur is engaged in asking the soldier
coconut.
Standing
what?
Right up
You've
there on the top of the walls
of
if he knows of any
together.
Knights.
So,
who might be prepared
we have ridden
to join
since the snows
King
of winter
Arthur
covered this land
the
through the
table.
Kingdom of Mercia,
and the
through
amusingly
the
replies
coconut.
In a cheerful
we found
and
them.
Quite
found
unexpected
manner. In Mercia, the coconut's tropical.
Sorry.
Bring out your dead! Bring out your dead!
Here's one.
Ninepence.
I'm not dead.
What?
Nothing. Here's your ninepence.
I'm not dead.
Here. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not.
He isn't?
Well, he will be soon. He's very ill.
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
Oh, I can't take him like that. It's against regulations. I don't want to go on the cart.
Oh, don't be such a baby.
I can't take him. I feel fine.
Well, do us a favour.
I can't.
Well, can you hang around a couple of minutes? He won't be long.
No, I've got to go to Robinson's. They've lost 9 today.
Well, when's your next run?
Thursday.
You think I'll go for a walk? You're not fooling anyone, you know. Look. Isn't there something you can do?
I feel happy! I feel happy!
Ah, oh, thanks very much.
Not at all. See you on Thursday.
Right, all right.
Who's that then?
I don't know. Must be a king.
Why?
He hasn't got shit all over him.
We'll be right back. Such a long